This is the part of the morning when we have suddenly too many buttons for me, because I've been gone for a week and a half. I don't know where all the little sounders are. Wait a minute. I've got to get used to this soundboard again. Where is it? Where is the thing? Here it is. All right. All right, I found it. Hey, Marianne Combs.
Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's nice to see you.
It's nice to see you.
Thank you very much.
You got all your buttons in order.
I got all my buttons in order. It's just that one little part right there where suddenly too many little buttons and faders.
Yeah, but I'm so glad I get that nice little music.
You do.
Yes, I love it.
Marianne Combs from Minnesota Public Radio News. Good morning. She has the weekend arts roundup for us, as always,
yes,
every Thursday.
And I was looking for a theme this morning. There's no theme. It's ballrooms, bombs, and puppets.
That's what I got for you.
It's not even alliterative.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, what do we got? Ballrooms. What's that?
Ballrooms. The new electric ballroom. It's the final weekend for the show by Frank Theater, which has gotten some great reviews. You know, if Wendy Knox at Frank Theater, she's a master at directing things like Bertolt Brecht and, you know, the combination of tragically sad and amazingly funny. That intersection is where she really thrives, and what, you know, is sort of this incredibly deeply sad and yet deeply comic and dark. And so this show, The New Electric Ballroom, is set in a town in Ireland, and it's two old sisters who are reliving this moment where they went to this rock concert and had this encounter with this rock star, and they just relive it and relive it and relive it and relive it. And their younger sister is just like a warning. It's saying how, you know, some moments define your life, and you end up sort of after that, everything is kind of downhill from there, and you go back and relive this your heyday.
Yeah.
So it's about sort of this fabulous moment in youth, but also this sort of being defined by that moment, and, you know, trying to break free from the cycle and try and, you know, live your life afresh as opposed to being stuck on repeat. But hilarity ensues.
Wow, that sounds like quite a roller coaster ride, doesn't it?
Yes. So, New Electric Ballroom. So, you know, there's a lot of they say party dresses, sponge cake, rock and roll, and regret.
Oh.
Woo!
It's my life summed up right there.
Steve Seal and sponge
cake.
In your party dresses. Mm-hmm. So that runs. This is the last weekend. This is at the New Century Theater in Minneapolis, and again, it's put together by Frank Theater. Last chance to see that this weekend. So,
same.
All right.
Item number two.
Little boy. This is at Pillsbury House Theater, and here's the thing. Masanari Kawahara is an amazing local performer, teacher, puppeteer, physical artist, and he grew up in Hiroshima, and he grew up playing in the Peace Park built where the bomb was dropped.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So when we refer to little boy, we are referring to also the bomb, the atom bomb. And okay, for all you,
that's true, isn't it?
Yes, it was, you know, there was little boy was the name of the bomb.
It was,
yeah. And so here's the thing is that for all you kids out there, breakfast time, this bomb farts. I'm going to say that again for all the kids.
Uh-huh.
It farts. There's a farting bomb. And so...
You've really caught me off guard with that one, I got to say. Yeah. It actually took me about 5 seconds to process that. We were in some very, very serious territory there for about 20 seconds. And then suddenly we were talking about farting. That was whiplash. We went from Hiroshima to farting. Okay,
yeah.
What are you talking about?
Okay, well, you know, atom bomb, when a bomb goes off, though... cloud.
Yep.
So it's Masa's way of talking about this. You know, it's the world's first talking and farting atom bomb. He's a reluctant creation being brought to life, and he's contemplating his origin and his impact on the world.
Wow.
So you have it. So it, again, dark and humor.
I don't know that such a contrast of dark and humor has ever been put into one place quite like that.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying?
Happening here.
Yeah.
This is what we have. So
that is the longest bit of contrast I think that has ever been conceived.
Yeah.
Short of Springtime for Hitler, probably. You know what I'm saying?
Springtime yeah. for Hitler yeah. and Germany. Sorry. So Little Boy is at, it's at Pangea World Theater. It's created by Pangea World Theater, and it's playing at Pillsbury House Theater. You've got to keep your venues and your producing organizations straight. This is the thing.
In your job.
Pangea produced it. It's performing at Pillsbury. And it runs through October 5th at Pillsbury House Theater. It's, $15 general admission. And this is the power of first person performing and producing and storytelling. It's like, how else are you going to get this viewpoint from local performer, great guy who's worked for years in this community, teaching artist, telling a story like only he can tell it because he grew up there in mm-hmm. the Peace Park, exactly. And has yeah. this incredibly close tie. So it just seems like it's coming from a real place of heart and has his sense of humor and his appeal. I mean, obviously Whoa. He works with kids. Yeah. So, it's got that sort of piece to it. But,
we're with Marianne Combs here for the Weekend Arts Roundup. Now, by the way, I'll tell you what. We're going to, since it's hard to keep track of this,
yes.
just a reminder that we do post this stuff on the current blog.
Yes.
Coming up here a little bit later. We always yeah. have the recap. So in case you can't keep track of it, go to thecurrent.org when you get to where you're going.
And we'll have the information Absolutely. There for us.
Okay. All right, so what is the third thing that you mentioned?
I'm so sorry Jill's not here. A festival of puppet theater.
Puppets!
Handmade Worlds going on this weekend. It's four puppet artists as well, but there's 13 performances, different types of puppetry shows going on this weekend at various locations, including Open Eye Figure Theater and, in the Heart of the Beast Puppet and Mask Theater, as well as on the Midtown Greenway. And there is a whole lineup of performances that you can find. And I will give you the link to that on the website.
Okay.
So I'm telling you, it's going to be
Puppet mania.
Absolutely.
All those years ago when I said I wanted to move to the Twin Cities.
This was why.
I knew about the Replacements. I knew about Prince. I knew about experimental music. I knew about the Walker. I knew about, the beer scene. There's so many things. Just never knew about the puppets. And now it's just one of those points of pride, isn't it?
Absolutely.
All right. Check it out. Head on over to thecurrent.org and we get that post up for you a little bit later. We will compile all of Marianne's
ballrooms,
3 points.
Bombs.
Ballrooms, bombs, and puppets.
And puppets.
Marianne, it's lovely to see you as always.
Good to see you,
Marianne
too.
Combs for the Weekend Arts Roundup every Thursday morning at this time. We'll send her on her way.